Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 26. Some people are always greedy for more, but the godly love to give. Longing for more money and possessions is a terrible disease, but our materialistic society is built on the assumption that's how we should all live. Long ago, the Greek philosopher Epicurus wrote, "Nothing is enough to the man for whom enough is too little." That's clever, isn't it? I'm going to say it again. Nothing is enough to the man for whom enough is too little. And yet the place of true peace and contentment is where you know you have enough and can stop working to find more. The Apostle Paul said that he had learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. God's desire for us is that our focus should never be upon seeking to acquire more, but to become better at giving. I love seeing generosity, and I hope that I'm always learning from the example of other people. I have a friend who always carries a significant number of banknotes with him. And the explanation he gave to me was this, and I love it. He said, "You never know when the Lord might give you the opportunity to bless another person." Isn't that great? He not only has a generous heart, but has the money in the right place to be able to act. Of course, generosity isn't all about money, but the way in which we use our money will often reveal what is going on in our hearts. God calls us to be generous with our time, our talents, our possessions, our futures. Generosity is the calling of every Christian because God is generous and he wants us to reflect his nature. When the Apostle Paul wrote his second letter to the Corinthian church, he encouraged them to give generously to support those suffering from the famine in Jerusalem. He reminded them of the principle of the harvest. He wrote, "God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous." Living generously is the most exciting way to live. It may or may not involve money, but we can be sure that God will always make it possible for us to be generous. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the incredible generosity that you've always shown to us. Help us to live more generously as we get to know you better. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.